Seattle has ambitious climate goals. Cut our city's carbon emissions by 58% by 2030. Mayor Jenny Durkin has signed on, but the city is not on track to meet that goal. As KUOW's Amy Radel reports for our series, The Burning Question, Durkin will need help inside and outside of city government.
Within hours of winning the Seattle mayor's race, Jenny Durkin embraced the goals set by previous mayors to slash carbon emissions in coming decades.
Everyone should know we are absolutely committed to not just reaching our goals on climate change, but really being a national and world leader on climate issues.
As Durkin joined international commitments to fight climate change, the head of Seattle's biggest business organization said they are right there beside her.
I like the fact that right out of the gate, she took a position to sign the Chicago Climate Charter. She clearly sees this as a key issue.
That's Maude Dodon, president of the Seattle Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce.
We definitely see it as a challenge that we are going to need to address.
Carbon emissions in Seattle have fallen 8% since 2008, even as the population grew. But it needs more dramatic progress to reach its goals. The city's biggest carbon sources are cars and trucks, followed by buildings. Seattle City Council member Mike O'Brien endorsed Carrie Moon in the mayor's race, but he says he's heartened to see Durkin's appointment of transit advocate Shefali Ranganathan as her deputy.
I think that's a great signal for me. I'm really excited about that appointment. And then I think there's just the issue of what is going to be prioritized in this administration.
And there are a lot of urgent issues at City Hall. O'Brien says it's also up to voters on whether they want the city to go farther.
Frankly, without a vocal, passionate, fierce advocacy group in the city of Seattle that is pushing us, I fear that we will continue to underperform.
So how to meet those goals? Some groups will be pushing for more electric vehicles. Seattle City Light's hydropower means the city's electrical supply uses virtually no fossil fuels.
There's enormous opportunity for Seattle to capitalize on its clean energy electricity.
That's Eileen Quigley, director of Clean Energy Transition and a member of Durkin's transition team. She says the city should press for a major switch to electric vehicles for transit, delivery, and self-driving cars, and mandate places to plug them in.
An electric vehicle ready means they've got the wiring, they've got the charging stations, and they made the space.
San Francisco and Atlanta already do this. Meanwhile, local nonprofits are looking at the impact of Seattle's climate goals on the city's poor and people of color. James Williams is the organizing director for the group Got Green. Williams supports the climate goals and keeping fossil fuels in the ground, but he wants to make sure that the new kinds of jobs, buildings, and vehicles that result don't force current residents out or leave them behind.
And we know that if we continue to move forward and we don't deliberately think about and plan in regards to race, well, then we contribute to historical inequities and oppression. And because we know that, we should stop doing that.
Williams is talking softly because throughout the interview in his Columbia City office, his son is napping in his arms.
This is Mumia. This is my son. He's 2 years old. You know, he's an inspiration and a motivation for a lot of the work that I do.
But as motivated as many are in Seattle, they all say action beyond the city's borders is crucial, like Eileen Quigley.
Ideally, we need a price on carbon in this state.
Maude Dodon with the Seattle Chamber says her members also prefer policies that go beyond city borders. They haven't yet taken a position on the carbon tax that Governor Jay Inslee said he'll propose. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.